You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Catherine Raines has two books to recommend to us this weekend. She's with us now. Hey, Catherine.
Morning, Jack.
Let's begin with the latest from John Boyne. Tell us about Earth.
So this is the story of Evan Keogh, and he'd always wanted to be a painter, and he loved abstract art and thought that he had something of a gift for it. But his father wanted him to become a footballer, and something he definitely had a gift for and is brilliant at. But it wasn't something that he was really interested in. But it's a way of escaping off this west coast of Ireland where he lived with his parents. And so you catch up with him when he's a professional football player and he's playing for a club in the second tier of English football. But Evan's also gay, which is a challenge in itself, given football's notorious homophobic environment. And, you know, he's a close friend, Rob, at the club. So successful and has lots of money, but not really happy. And he sees football as a way to build up savings so he can go and live the life he really wants. But then all of a sudden he finds himself in trouble and he's due to appear in court along with Rob, and both of them are accused of sexual assault. And so the story is really about how he ended up in this place and what does it mean for his future. So you hear his life since leaving Ireland and how a collision of sort of bad people and bad luck and poor choices have led him to where he is. And the court cases and the details of his life sort of pull you in a lot of directions, you know, sympathy and empathy and moments of discomfort and, you know, this deep feeling and sense of certainty that he's kind of almost a victim of the life that he's lived, but that doesn't necessarily make him innocent of the crime that he's accused of. And so it's about escaping circumstances and parental pressures and about self-awareness and accountability. And it's just, you know, it's one of those books that really sort of make you think and, you know, examine things in different directions. And that's what John Boyne's very good at.
Nice.
Making you sort of think and take a step back and think, well, you know, maybe I should think about these things in a different way.
Yeah, right. That sounds really interesting. Okay, Earth is the book. It's by John Boyne. Next up, The Last Secret Agent by Pippa Latour and Jude Dobson.
So this is it's an amazing story of Phyllis called Pippa Latour, and she was an undercover spy during World War II. And she was the last of the female special operations agents in France to get out alive after its liberation in 1944. And she was born in South Africa and had a British mother, and, you know, she spent most of her childhood in the Belgian Congo, and family moved frequently. So she was extremely good at picking up languages. She learned to shoot at seven. She knew Morse code and maths and algebra, an incredibly clever lady. And her father was a French doctor, but both her parents died while she was very young. And then there's just this incredible story about her being, you know, parachuted into occupied France in 1944 on her mission. And, you know, and for decades, the amazing thing about this is she told absolutely no one, not even her family. And so she died last year in Auckland at the age of 102, and then told her story to Jude Dobson about what she had done. She was sort of outed, I think, in 2000 almost by an historian who'd found out her story. So just before she died, she decided to tell that story, and she was amazing. You know, her alias was a 14-year-old girl selling soap, because apparently the German soldiers didn't like their soap. And she had this lovely goat's milk soap, and she was able to report on where they were and gather crucial intelligence and German movements in France and cut railway lines and telephone cables. And I make this sound almost exciting, but, you know, she was brave, you know, fluent in lots of languages, but she lived in constant fear and of the Gestapo and exposure by the French, and she was raped and had several close calls. And, you know, she was searched more than once and brought in for questioning, but, you know, she had 135 coded messages that helped guide bombing missions, and she was outstanding, and she's well worth a read about. You know,
sounds incredible. Yeah,
she was incredible, and I mean, as many people were at the time, but but the fact that she told really no one about her story and, you know, and what she'd done, you know, this almost sort of disappeared without a trace.
Sounds incredible. Okay, that's The Last Secret Agent by Pippa Latour and Jude Dobson. Catherine's other recommendation was Earth by John Boyne. Both of those will be on the Newstalk ZB website.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.